Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN in the morning, first thing, and this is how it works. You're home and you're watching WGN TV morning news, and then when you leave the house, you turn us on the radio. Larry Potash, is that basically the deal?
That is a great plan. It's teamwork.
And I'm not technically oriented, so at some point as we chat here, will you explain how you're on TV and radio at the same time now? Because I don't understand how this works.
Science has never been my strong point.
All right,
the best I can do is turn the thing off and turn it back on again.
Okay, then we'll just go ahead and talk here. Larry's got another one of his backstory programs coming up on Saturday night. And before we get to that, Larry, mm-hmm. I have a question for you. I've noticed that lately Robin Baumgarten has been cooking up, I'll call it comfort food to be nice. You could call her recipes junk recipes, and you don't taste any of them, correct?
No, I had enough of that with my mother growing up when I was forced to eat it. So now that I'm an adult, I'm not forced to eat it. They're generally recipes from the 70s that involve gelatin and a lot of Spam and Crisco.
And Conrad's the guinea pig, huh?
Sure. Paul Conrad is like a 90-year-old Russian man. He'll eat anything. He like eats raw onions, and he just wanders around the city. He's a very odd duck.
I'm Russian. My dad, my mom, too, they came from that part of the world, and they're very hardy individuals.
A tough breed. You should see the knuckles on this guy. Conrad's knuckles are like the biggest things you've ever seen.
You know what? If I could dig up my mom's old borscht recipe, I'll come down there and make something for him. So, backstory, this is season 7 and 8 coming up, right?
Yeah, back to back, because I wasn't doing enough work, so we did two seasons at once.
You got to check the small print on those Nexstar contracts,
right,
Larry.
Right. Part of it was from COVID, and we were kind of held back for a while, so we got a lot of fun stories to bring people, and I wanted to do this because, you know, I love history, and as I was watching the History Channel, it's full of junk like Nazi UFOs and stuff that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Yeah, and certainly nothing to do with Chicago.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And Saturday night at 10:30, we get episode 1 of the new season. And I'm looking at the list of what you've got coming up, and I'm intrigued by this story you have of the man who took on the automotive world's big three. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, and out of was it Kenosha, I believe. And so this guy, his parents gave him away, and he was essentially working as a slave as a kid, and ran away and literally worked his way up from stuffing upholstery to running a Buick. He was running Buick.
Wow.
And he was the guy that hired Chrysler. And it's great to see these old cars. I don't know anything about how a car works, but I love seeing these old cars because they are just pieces of art to me. And we went back in time to this farm with all these old cars, and it's a really cool rags to riches story for the Nash, if people remember Nash, which became AMC for the Hornet and Gremlin, which is not so impressive, but the backstory is more fun.
Yeah, and I love the Chicago Midwest aspect to all of these historical tidbits you dig up. And what's the history of beer episode all about?
Well, you know, I just like beer, so I didn't
enough
know,
said.
I didn't even know if there was an interesting story there, but so I just kind of went down the rabbit hole, and I found, when you think about craft beer, which has changed the game, because beer has been terrible for so long with the Miller Lights, you know, it just tastes like water. And these craft brewers, you don't meet many African Americans, and I met these two guys who are brewing their own beer. It's a great Chicago story, what inspired them to do this. And one of the guys was working at Whole Foods, and he said, I notice all the cool people in the store ended up going to the craft beer section. And I thought, yeah, maybe I'll go do that.
Why not?
That's how he got into craft beer.
A backstory with Larry Potash, Saturday night, and you'll see it at 10:30 on WGN-TV. And it's also on various mobile apps and streams and loudspeakers just about everywhere, right, Larry?
It's any way we can get it out in this world, you know?
And the story you've got coming up about the forgotten Chicago crime figure. Now, this was somebody who was in power before Capone, is that right?
Not only before Capone, but before Colosimo, for people who know their Chicago mob history. So this is going back prior to the Civil War. And this guy came from New York, actually. And he left behind a very important legacy, an icon of Chicago. He did everything: gambling, con games, liquor, war, profiteering. This guy got around, and
I guess
it's a story that I had never heard. And as I didn't grow up in Chicago, I'm always, you know, asking the people like yourself in the newsroom, have you ever heard this? And I'm always surprised. Most people say, no, I've never heard that story before.
I've never heard that. That's great.
Yeah.
Once again, starting this Saturday night at 10:30, you'll see Backstory with Larry Potash. And before we let you go here, Larry, I know you have a lot of influence over there, and we have a problem with the guys on before you and Robin and Paul and Pat.
Right.
Ponce and Jiggets, 4 to 5 a.m. We simulcast that on the radio.
Oh, no kidding.
And yes, and we're always talking about them, but we get no return love from them. Can you do something about that?
Well, let me tell you, there are no two more self-centered news anchors in this place than Jiggets and Ponce. So I'll see what I can do. I try to run them over in the parking lot, but they're usually gone 2 minutes after their shift.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. WGN-TV Morning News, it's on your television set right now, and somehow Larry is also on the radio right now. I don't know how that works, but we're glad to have you, Larry, and we'll be watching Backstory starting again Saturday night at 10:30, WGN-TV.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, you have a good day.